What's going on, guys? So this video is about one of the biggest things that I've learned in terms of cultivating and expressing dominant power. All right, if you want to become like a juggernaut who's able to dominantly and confidently stride through life, conquering your goals and basically putting your energy outward, well, you got to realize that this kind of dominant energy, I think, is best cultivated through adopting an internal state of submission. All right, and this is kind of like one of those cosmic paradoxes where it's like, if you want to become massively dominant, you must learn how to become actually incredibly submissive. And this might sound weird at first, but let me explain it to you. Okay, this is an idea that's, you know, it's not new. This is something that's found in some of the most enduring philosophies and religions ever. So, for example, you look at the yin yang symbol. Okay, you got the yang part, which is the white part, which represents kind of like the dominant male energy. It's got a little core of yin. What does that mean? You know, it's got that little core of submissiveness, all right? And the same, in a similar vein, Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount, he teaches that the meek, not the strong, will inherit the earth. And this sounds, you know, counterintuitive to our brain, but if I break it down for you, I think you're going to agree with me, all right? So if you want to be dominant in your action, then what you must ultimately become is submissive to your goals and values, right? And this is like the way it works. Like, there has to be a channel of energy. And so if you want a large amount of output, then you must be very good with the input as well, okay? So, you know, practically speaking, what this really determines is the way that we respond to pain and challenge and setback, okay? And this is where I would create a distinction between discipline and devotion. So the discipline, like in some ways, this is a semantic distinction. You know, some people, when they say discipline, you know, they're talking about like my form of devotion here, but I'm trying to just create a little separation here. It's like, the way I think about it is discipline is like, you know, if you're going to be disciplined, someone's going to discipline you, there's a force involved. There's a, you know, a kind of like combative, you know, coercion going on. So if someone faces, pain and discomfort along their path and they're disciplined, that disciplined person, well, they know how to tense up and force through. Okay. And at least this is what I think most people think about when they're thinking about discipline. They need to figure out how to push harder. All right. Devotion, on the other hand, embraces this idea of dominance through submission, where when you face discomfort and challenge, instead of trying to force through it, you actually relax and open yourself to it. Instead of tensing up, you let it in. You surrender to it. You surrender to the discomfort of the challenge. And so if you just think about it practically, you know, devotion is far more energy efficient. Because in the face of challenge, you're relaxing rather than in the face of challenge, you're having to, you know, jack yourself up. And this is why I think so many people fail on their journey to self-mastery, because they are trying to adopt this disciplined mentality of force, and they exhaust themselves, they deplete themselves, and they, you know, they fall off course. Where, you know, if you really want to succeed, you got to find your stamina. And the only way that you're going to really find that is through being more energy efficient. So you have to submit, you have to surrender, you have to allow the old version of you that's dysfunctional fall away and die. And if you allow that to happen, well, then the new version of you will be reborn. It will be cultivated, right? So it's through it's this whole, you know, yin yang kind of like, you know, opposites attract sort of thing, where it's like the death, the surrender is what leads to the life and the dominant force of your will being able to be manifested in the world at large. So I really think this is an absolutely critical piece to high performance. And I am currently taking on new clients for my new high performance coaching program. So if you're interested in getting some help from me one-on-one to reach your high performance goals, well, then make sure you click the link in the description and drop an application. All right. So that's that for you guys today. Ooh, yeah. I'll see you in the next one.